Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate. Ryan this week has actually gotten sick just as we were going to record some of our next episodes. So this episode today is just going to be a short one for us. I'm going to read through Romans 8 and then give us some small reflections on it. So this is what God's word says from Romans 8. It says, "Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens through the praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swims the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." All right, well, it's just me here today on Navigate. As I said before, Ryan has come down with a sickness, just a cold, hopefully. Hopefully he'll be all right soon. But this passage is one of just the ones that I always keep coming back to in the Psalms. It's such a beautiful reminder of two kind of big theological terms, God's transcendence and his immanence. Now, we have talked about this before. If you're a follower, a listener from the old days, if you're an original listener, that is, transcendence is this idea that God is really big and powerful and awesome and kind of up there, but immanence is his closeness, his presence with us, his care for us. And this psalm, it really gets at both of these things. I mean, the psalmist, it's for the director of music, according to Gittith, which is a musical term. A psalm of David, he's talking about this, right? You've set your glory in the heavens. You know, God's glory, when you look up, when you consider the heavens, the moon, the stars, all of the bigness of this, the planet, the universe, the stars, the sky, everything. There's just this sense that God's creativity, his power, his might, it's awesome. But as the psalmist, as David is considering this, he then says this, "But what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" And there's this sense there that God is not just big and powerful, but he's also close and he's with us. And I think both of these two things are such beautiful truths about God, that God is really big and awesome and powerful. So he is the God that we can trust. But he's not just a God who we can trust, he's a God who loves us. He's a God of care. And we see that not just in his creation, in the beautiful things that we see, but we see that in how this God entered into the world in Jesus. How he came, how he lived among us, how he lived with people like us, and then how he died on the cross and rose again. And it's in this moment we see God's power and his presence and his love. And it's such a beautiful thing to hold on together. And so wherever you are today, whatever your day looks like, for you ahead of you, I just want to give you this encouragement that the God of the universe, who knows everything about everything, right? Like everything about everything that's going on right now, you know, about the crisis in places like India, the politics in places like Russia and America, the things that are going on underground, the God who knows everything about everything is a God who's with you today and who's present with you and who loves you and who is for you. And so I hope that this is your encouragement as you go about your day, whatever that looks like, to remember these words of Psalm 8, that the God who made the heavens, whose glory is in the heavens, the God who we see his power as we look up into the night sky, into the creation, is a God who cares about mankind and who's interested in us. Thanks for joining us in this short episode. I hope this is something for you today to take with you wherever you are as you go about your life today. Also, some encouragement tomorrow. We're going to release some episodes. I've got Darren Dakers from Liberty Church. He's coming back to do some more episodes with us. And we're going to spend 5 episodes, I think, if all goes according to plan, reflecting on who Jesus is and his heart towards us. I'm so excited for that. So please join us tomorrow. Can't wait for that. Thanks for joining us again, and we'll see you next time.